Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello! Oh yes, welcome to your Hump Day edition. Yes, it's Wednesday of the British Tech News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Getting an email right now. Oh yeah. And there's another one. Yes, it's March 4th, 2015. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Oh, BlackBerry, oh, BlackBerry, oh, BlackBerry. They ain't giving up yet. No, no, no. In fact, they want to make a leap forward. BlackBerry has announced the Leap. Yes, that's the name of the new phone. It's going to have a $275 price tag. But you got to say, that's not too bad, actually. It's going to run on BlackBerry's 10 OS. Going to have a 5-inch screen. That's 720 by 1280 pixels, by the way. It's also powered by a 1.5 gigahertz dual-core processor from Qualcomm. Other things you're going to see on the Leap phone is an 8-megapixel rear camera, a 2-megapixel front camera, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and 16 gigabytes of internal storage, which they're saying can be upgraded to 128 using one of those little micro SD cards. No word on battery life, but the battery is not removable. So is this a leap forward for BlackBerry? Maybe a leap to their death. We'll see. We'll see. G'day, mate. All down in Australia. I can't do an Australian accent with a crab, can I? Well, I've got good news for you. Also, if you're in New Zealand, too. You're gonna have Netflix coming your way on March 24th. I know! Get down and get funky. You're no longer gonna have to use that DNS trickery or VPNs now. It's gonna come with three types of services: a single-stream standard definition plan, a two-stream HD plan, and a 4K, yes, 4K ultra-high-definition plan called the Family Plan. Pricing has not been announced yet, but you might look over to Europe for some of those pricing. You know, 7.99 euros, 8.99 euros, and 11.99 euros. So probably expect something around like that. This is continuing Netflix world domination. Remember, they launched in Cuba last month. No word how many people have actually subscribed to it there. Maybe about 20, because that's all they can afford about fast internet. But they do have plans to come in Japan this fall. We know Sony's getting fully behind their wearable glasses. So much, in fact, they're letting Virgin Atlantic engineers wear the things. That's right, Virgin Atlantic has partnered with Sony to equip its plane engineers at Heathrow Airport with the Sony Smartwatch 3 and the Smart Eyeglasses. That's the developer edition, by the way, the SED-E1. If you want to be technical about it. According to Sony, the engineers will use the smart glasses to stream real-time videos to technicians to speed up technical assistance. The smartwatch, on the other hand, will notify them of job allocations and any changes that they should know of. Looking at the photo over here on Engadget, the engineers, you know, they look quite dorky. Sony really needs to do something about these glasses. Although, I gotta say, if Buddy Holly was alive right now, he'd probably be wearing the things. While we're talking about smartwatches, definitely this is going to be the year of smartwatches. Be left and right and up and down, you're going to see them everywhere. Apparently, since we're probably going to be seeing so many of them, antivirus apps are going to be needed for the things. Intel has announced it will bundle McAfee Mobile Security Suite with the upcoming LG Watch Urban LTE, and this is according to The Verge anyways. The company believes that since watches collect so much data, particularly personal data like heart rate, people may care about securing it. Now, I can already hear you right now. Great. Yeah, an app on my smartwatch where I got to sit there and scan for new updates. Yeah, I'm not really crazy about that either. But they're saying that since these devices connect to your phone and even sometimes have their own SIM card, they could easily be hacked. It's 2015. Anything can freaking be hacked now, it seems. But hey, if you're wanting to really deplete the battery life of your smartwatch, and maybe even make the thing move as slow as possible, to actually slow down time anyways, McAfee would definitely be the best choice to put on the thing. Oh, promises broken from Google. Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last time. Remember when we were hearing about Lollipop would have encryption turned on by default? We were thinking, oh, that's so wonderful. They're thinking about us. I guess they're not thinking about us anymore. According to a report from Ars Technica, that ain't gonna happen. The Nexus 6 handset and the Nexus 9 tablet offer it, but third-party devices aren't gonna be doing it. At least straight out of the box. Apparently, Google isn't requiring OEMs to turn it on right now, instead saying that the hardware just must support the encryption method. According to the statement from Google regarding the change of mind, they say it's a result of performance issues on some hardware. So they feel that it's best in the consumer's interest to have the thing turned off and let them turn it on if they so wish. Personally, I don't care either way. Turn it on, turn it off, don't care. I like it kind of being up to myself anyways. Let's get down to the bottom of the thing, though. You lied to us. You lied to us. And finally, speaking of lies, let's talk about politicians. Pretty much when you see a dictionary, it says lies, you see a politician right next to it, don't you? Well, I can't say if Hillary Clinton's lied or not, but she sure didn't use her encrypted email. Yes, Ms. Clinton is in hot water, since it appears that in the 4 years that she was at the State Department, she avoided using her official email altogether. She only used her personal email. It is believed that she conducted all of her business via her personal email account, breaching federal requirements to maintain an automatic record of all communications. Well, I know you're saying, okay, so what's the big deal about it? She used her personal email. Well, officials can only use non-approved methods of contact when there are no alternatives. I'm pretty sure in 4 years she had alternatives. So the other part of your mind goes, what was she not wanting to share with the public? Maybe Mr. Clinton could answer that for us.
Well, you see, Hillary wanted to keep our conversations private, particularly the ones we were talking about of trying to get spots out of dresses. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong woman.
If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Well, it's Thursday tomorrow, and that means your BTN show might be a little late tomorrow. Gonna do my best to get you pushed out one tomorrow. But until then, I hope you're gonna have a great Wednesday. Just think about it. We're getting close to the weekend. We're almost there. And thank you, as always, for listening.